Hey, this is Casey. Thanks so many for listening to today's podcast. Before we get into it, do us a little favour. Hit subscribe on this podcast. It means you'll get a copy of it every time we upload it. And if you'd like to leave a review on the platform you're listening, that would make a huge help too. There's 5-star buttons and there's 4-star buttons. I mean, you could choose one of them if you wanted. Here's today's podcast. Have a good day. Welcome to Monday. It's July 15 today.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
We have 7 days until Cork versus Clare. Seven days to go, everybody. This is the hype week. This is the excitement week. This is the any tickets week.
I'm nervous already, are you?
Yeah, it's I already have the jitters, belly jitters. Cannot wait for this one. It's just going to be such an incredible weekend ahead. 11 days until the Olympics and 113 days to go until the US presidential election. Who's going to win that, I wonder?
Yeah.
After all this carry on over the weekend, it was crazy.
It was fairly dramatic stuff, wasn't it?
Saturday night, I was sitting at home. My daughter came down. My daughter does this thing at midnight, where she's seen a TikTok video with cookies. Some new way to make cookies, and she goes, I'm going to start baking now.
At
12 o'clock on a Saturday night. And I was scrolling through my phone, and mess just started popping and going, have you seen what happened to Trump?
Yeah.
At that point, people thought he was a goner.
They did, yeah.
Let me roll back Saturday night. This is what happens.
If you want to really see something that's said, take a look at what happened.
Like absolute hysteria as Donald is buried underneath the table, like in the Secret Service, all run up onto the stage, 6 or 7 of them.
Yeah.
And how your man got up onto the roof is incredible. I mean, these rallies, they can have up to 100,000 people at them, Vic. And like everyone gets scanned going in for carrying weapons. There's supposed to be Secret Service rooftop agents everywhere, and there was.
Yeah.
But the local police are getting the blame for this one now, because your man literally walked up on top of a building 100 yards away from where Trump was standing.
That's right. It was really close, wasn't it?
With a rifle on his back.
Yeah.
So this is what a witness had to say about what was happening. The witnesses on the ground said they warned police about a guy on a roof.
We noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle. Absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? Like they didn't know what was going on. We're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. He's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, 2-3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
Did you see what happened to him at all? You're pretty sure they shot the guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, crazy.
That is bonkers. There's so many questions there, isn't there? The fact that your man was standing there pointing to a guy holding a rifle for 2 or 3 minutes
and
nobody did anything.
And also the fact that Trump turned his head like a split second when that shot was fired, and it clipped his ear and not the back of his head.
What are the chances?
Means he's still here today. Now, of course, in the comment section, people just went bonkers. Set up, complete stew.
It's a paintball, all the rest of it.
No, this is unfortunately the real deal. Now, Biden did come out and make a speech this morning about it.
Yesterday's shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania calls on all of us to take a step back. Take stock of where we are, how we go forward from here. Thankfully, former Trump is not seriously injured. I spoke with him last night. I'm grateful. He's doing well, and Jill and I keep him and his family in our prayers. We also extend our deepest condolences to the family of the victims who was killed. Corey was a husband, a father, a volunteer firefighter, a hero, sheltering his family from those bullets. We should all hold his family and all those injured in our prayers.
That's the other side of it. There was another person that was in the crowd who passed away as a result of those bullets.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people as well now saying, would Trump have come out and said all of this about Biden if it was the other way around?
You'd like to think so. You'd like to think so, and it'd be the right thing to do.
Uh-huh.
But that moment that Trump got up, this is the master marketer that he is.
Yeah.
In that instant, he knew this was a photo moment.
He did, yeah.
He gets up after being clipped by a bullet, and starts punching the air, shouting "fight, fight!" Oh, yeah. While the Secret Service are lifting him off.
Still looks for a photo opportunity.
Which just
blows my mind.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Morning, Rory.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, Victoria.
Hiya.
It's Monday, everybody.
It is, unfortunately.
It's the week. It's like Christmas week. It's Christmas week for the hurling fans because this is happening.
We've been here 50 times before.
All over, and it's ended in a magnificent draw at Croke Park.
We conquered 30.
He's brought a Cork team from nowhere to win the championship.
It's been 19 long years since Liam McCarthy was in Cork.
Every house, Cork, every shop window,
red.
Let's put Cork colours all over the place.
Next Sunday, Red FM is bringing Cork's good times to Croke Park as our fearless rebels seek to take Liam home for the 31st time in the Bord Gáis Energy All-Ireland Hurling Final. The Red Patrollers will be at the fan zone so you can grab yourself a flag and scream, at the top of your lungs. Keep Red FM on and up loud all week as we get ready to turn Cork red. Red FM.
It's happening, everybody. This is the week. It's the week where we kind of dampen down the hype and we don't get overly excited. Okay, all right. Okay, Victoria, I know you're a little bit upset about England last night, but let's put that one to bed, okay?
Okay.
Let's concentrate on Sunday.
Oh, it's so
Are you
exciting,
okay?
isn't it?
You all right?
I'm excited. I'm just excited for the next weekend, yeah.
So, Red FM is calling on everyone to turn Cork red, and you've been doing that over the weekend. Some of the photographs we're getting in, some of the houses we're
Amazing.
Getting in, the decoration is incredible, the businesses are on board. So that is your project for the week, if you haven't yet done so, is get something very red and white outside your house, be it flags, bunting, get the kids to paint some pictures and stick them on the window of the sitting room. You know the crap.
Ah, yeah.
So as part of this, there are two events to celebrate Cork in the All-Ireland Final, supported by Cork GAA, Cork City Council and Cork's Good Times Red FM. On Sunday, the Rebels Fan Zone is an opportunity to watch the All-Ireland Final in the home of hurling in Cork, Super Value Park, Kiqueve.
Brilliant.
It's happening.
Class.
Yeah.
Massive screens. The match is going to be showing on big screens in the stadium. This is going to be electric.
Unreal.
Because for so many people are going to try to get tickets and unfortunately everybody won't get them. So Red FM is going to be on hand to get the crowd going and practice the Rebels roar. Tickets for this event are free.
Yes.
The fan zone is going to be free of charge. They will be available from tomorrow via Cork GAA and Cork City Council's websites.
And you need those tickets as well to enter the fan zone.
Absolutely. You will need ticket access.
Yeah.
It's a family-friendly, alcohol-free event as well, by the way, okay? So if you want to grab tickets for those, that is happening. We thought there was going to be something maybe, you know, on the top of Pana, but the actual best thing to do is have it in the stadium.
Yeah.
Have it in the home of where it all happens.
Absolutely.
So again, via Cork GAA and Cork City Council's websites, those tickets are going to go really, really quickly,
yeah.
Okay? So that's exclusive announcement number one. Number two, on Monday, Red FM will be there to be part of the Rebels Return, a live event to celebrate a brilliant year for Cork Hurling. So we will be down there. The full team will be there. I've been given the honour of emceeing this
and
not falling off the stage. I'll have to bring you two messers along to, I don't know, do some breakdance
or
break. So we'll be emceeing that event. The Red Patrollers
Brilliant.
Will be there. We want to get as many people to come down as possible, no matter what the results on Sunday.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
But we need you there on Monday. Details about this event and ticketing will follow later, okay? But for now, let's pack out the fan zone for Sunday.
Yes.
Grab those tickets via Cork GAA and Cork City Council websites because this is the week. Go for a Cork.
Watching the Sunday game, I'd say me neighbours thought I'd gone insane.
The first half nearly gave me a banger. The referee was a bit of a langer. They said we couldn't beat the treaty again. They said Liam was going back to them. We started to play and we gave them a fright.
A bite again.
Then Hoggy knocked over his 700th point.
Patrick Horgan.
We put an end to the drive for five. What a time to be a rebel and alive. Rebel Rebels 24. Rebel Rebels, we showed Limerick the door. Rebel Rebels, without a care. No, let's go and hammer Clare.
It is Shane Barrett. Barrett, off he goes. Loves running with the ball. It's Brian Hayes. Chance for Hayes. Bursting through. Hoggy's with it. Hayes! Goal! If they're going to do this, they're going to need a few goals. They've got their first one.
We've got the banner in our world. My favourite chocolate bar is a twirl. Oh, yeah, we're going out tonight. We're going to bait the banner. Going to bait them right. So get your hats and flags and scarves out too. They'll be flying rebel flags out in Timbuktu. If you're getting Hogan stand tickets, can you get me too?
Nice flying.
Come on, Cork, you know what you gotta do. Let's bring an end to 19 years of pain. When we win this, Cork will go insane. Rebel Rebels 24. Rebel Rebels, we showed Limerick the door. Rebel Rebels, without a care. Now let's go and batter Clare.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Let's get some money.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the money.
Good morning, Aisling. How are we doing?
Hello. Good, thank you.
Are you all excited for this weekend?
Very excited, yeah. The flag is out the front, yeah. We've the bunting up, yeah. All good to go.
You have been turning Cork red. I love it. I love it, Ash.
Absolutely. And like, it's only going to get better this week. We'll do even more.
Yeah. You know, we're going to be, this time next week, Aisling, we're going to be okay, right? Promise me? Promise me,
we're going to be celebrating, obviously.
Promise me, Aisling, don't let me down here now. Promise me.
We're in it to win it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well done, Aisling, I like it.
That's the way it's got to be. Yeah. All right, listen, a grand will help with the celebration this weekend. Might even get you a couple of tickets if they're floating around.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Listen, the very best of luck. Let's get you €1,000. You only have 60 seconds. We need the correct answer for everything.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
They tried to make me go to rehab. Lyrics by who?
Amy Winehouse.
What colour is the home jersey for Manchester United?
Red.
Question number 3. Who are the Euro champions 2024?
Spain.
Question 4. Who plays the character Mr. Bean? Can you name the actor who plays the character?
Rowan Atkinson.
Question 5. What legendary Cork hurler's name is abbreviated to JBM?
Jimmy Barry Murphy.
Question 6. True or false? DJ Fatboy Slim was in the band The House Martins.
True.
Question 7. What business did George Clooney sell that reputedly made him a billionaire? So he had a particular business that he set up and he sold it.
Whiskey business.
Question number 8. In The Smurfs, what is the name of Gargamel's cat?
Meow
meow. Question 9. What city was Trump in when he was shot over the weekend?
San Francisco.
Time is up, unfortunately.
Oh, dear.
Aisling, we were absolutely flying it.
Yeah, she was doing really well.
Until meow meow. Oh my god, let's go. Amy Winehouse is correct.
meow meow. It's a great name for a cat.
It is, keep it simple, really. Red for United jersey, Spain. Congratulations, España. Rowan Atkinson is correct. Jimmy Barry Murphy is correct. The House Martins, true. He was in the House Martins. George Clooney sold a tequila business.
Yeah.
Reportedly met him, a billionaire. In the Smurfs, can you name Gargamel's cat?
Azrael.
No, I can't.
And the city that Trump was in when he was shot was Pennsylvania. He was in Pennsylvania yesterday. Actually, we got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Thank you for turning Cork red.
Thank you so much. That's brilliant.
And we'll talk to you another morning, okay?
Great.
Cheers, Ash.
Bye.
Going to be showery, thunder showers across the day. 11 degrees at the moment, 17 degrees later on. Vic has your VIPs. What's going on, Vic?
Okay, the case against Alec Baldwin that's been in the court. This is the Rust case, has been dismissed.
I couldn't get my head around this case at all. I was talking to Rory about this on Friday. Like, why was he even up? Why was he arrested? He was handed a gun. He was acting on stage. Yeah. He was supposed to have got a rifle prop that was a fake gun. It wasn't. Obviously, somebody passed away as a result of that horrible incident. But, you know, how he was dragged through this was...
Yeah.
I never really understood how this was happening.
I agree. I think there was lots of questions around that. I suppose you could say, I mean, he was obviously part of the situation.
He was, but he was handed a gun by an armourer who put a real bullet into a real gun. And, why he got targeted over this is...
Yeah. Do you think he was wrong?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been hoofed out of court now.
The case has been dismissed on a technicality. I won't go into all of the details because it reads for quite a, you know, it's quite a long read. The judge dismissed the case and said we can't proceed because of a technicality.
It was evidence that was withheld or something, so they threw
something
the course
like
out.
That.
Now,
yeah.
They're saying it could, they may take another case elsewhere at another time.
Okay.
But this particular one has been shut down, and
he
was in a mess at the end of it. He was so relieved. Just a very unfortunate story. But
as you said, a lot of kind of twists and turns to that story, and it was kind of unclear sometimes, sort of what was going on. But yeah, that's the outcome of that. Poor old Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Kelce won a karaoke competition over the weekend, dedicated the award to girlfriend Taylor Swift. Have a listen.
All right. Is this him?
This is him. I want to talk to you about this.
What's this? White Snake?
Yeah. He won the competition.
He obviously gave him socks, did he?
Listen.
He's so happy. He's so happy.
Taylor, this is for you. Like, I just want to tell you about this, okay? Mm. I watched this video over the weekend. He has had a fair bit to sup on in that clip.
Yeah.
Like, where are his mates? Who is telling him that this is a really good idea that you get up on the stage right now and do this karaoke competition? And then at the end of all of it, and let me tell you, he's staggering all over the stage. He dedicates the award to Taylor Swift.
That sounds like Phil, who we had on the show on Friday. Phil Ryan from Cork was out for dinner, had a few responsibilities on board, and walked into a bar. And in that bar, the Air Guitar Championship was going on for Ireland. Morning, Phil. How's it going?
Hey, Casey. How are you? Good, thanks.
Phil Ryan, this is absolutely bonkers because, all right, the story behind this is Phil was walking uptown one night and what happens? You get a message from a buddy, right?
Listen, I was out having dinner and a friend of mine rang me and he said, Phil, there's a competition going on tonight. He said, you'd be pretty good at it.
Okay.
So I asked him what it was and he said, it's the Air Guitar Championships of Ireland. So I was after having one or two sherries now at this stage. So he knew that I'd have no problems kind of jumping up on stage and acting like an Aegis for a free trip to Finland. So I ended up entering it and I ended up winning. So they're flying me to Finland to represent my country.
In a really polite way, Phil says, basically, he's out in the town, he's langers, he goes into a pub and he wins a trip to Finland. This is basically what's happening.
Yeah, well, you see, I heard it was a trip to Finland. I didn't realise that I'd be representing Ireland in the Air Guitar World Finals, but there you go.
You are the Irish Air Guitar Champion. That's incredible.
It's my first time representing my country now and everything, but Phil, hopefully I don't let us down.
This is huge. Like, I mean, to represent your country in anything is amazing, but they're going to fly you over. When are you heading over?
A bit of fun.
When are you heading over to the finals?
They're flying me out on the 20th of August over to a place called Oulu in Finland.
Okay.
And I think the finals take place on the 23rd. To be honest, I haven't done much research on it yet. I have a video call with the organisers later on today, so they'll give me some more information on it.
Okay, do we have a song? Sorry, Vic. Do we have a song?
No, well, like, you know, geez, I was, as I said, I was after one or two sherries when I jumped up on stage, so... as long as I don't do the Dustin the Turkey on it in the Eurovision, you know, Yolande Nilpois, then we should be okay. Air guitar isn't my life,
we'll
do our best, we'll see what we can do.
How many hours practice a day do you put in for this? Serious question.
I think actually zero minutes of practice when I jumped up on stage and I became the Irish champion. So I haven't done anything yet, but we'll see. I better start doing something, or else it'll be like an episode of Father Ted.
Oh my God! Yeah, well, I mean, this is the thing. You didn't expect to win it, but you went up there expecting nothing, and then you got crowned the champion. Now you're on the way to Finland. Yeah. I don't want nerves to get in the way of this. You're going to have to go out. You're going to have to go out on the town 3 or 4 hours before the final and arrive like you did in Cork, in that frame of mind.
I've been looking at the videos from last year, and they take it really seriously. Like, so they shut down this entire town. There's about 5,000 people in front of you on the stage, and like the finalists from last year, they live this sort of thing. So,
oh my God,
I don't know. Yeah, no nerve, no, wow. No pressure.
I have video footage here of Phil on stage doing his thing. And man, you go for it. I mean, you were doing Michael Jackson's "Beat It." He's on his back. He's leaning back. He's got the guitar in his chest. He's playing it as you would play it.
Well, I sang for my supper anyway. That's
you really
sure.
did. You really did. When is the final, Phil?
So the final is taking place on the 23rd of August. So the lads in Brick Lane have kindly offered to do a streaming party. So all my 7 fans are going to be in there cheering away.
Into Brick Lane to see Phil Ryan competing and representing Cork and Ireland in the Air Guitar Championship. It's a story that I will be following with fascination. Phil, the very best of luck.
Just want to tell the grandkids anyway.
That's for sure. See you later, Phil. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Katie.
Good morning, guys. This is Mike, Security Mike in Kildare Village here.
Oh, all right, Mike.
I tell you, if Mike was on duty in America over the weekend, that wouldn't have happened.
No, it would not.
Well done, Spain. Can you give a shout out to all the guys in Charleville, especially O'Connell's Bar? It must have been rocking for the game last night from Mike in security up at Kildare Village, who's listening to the show this morning. And Mike would love a little lick of that song I played earlier on. God, I don't know what song you're talking about, buddy. Is there anyone in particular? Oh, this song. All together now. Hard luck England last night. I genuinely, honestly, slagging aside and politics aside and all that, it's a game of football between two teams. I think the reason that people in this country, a huge portion of them, not everybody, might not have wanted England to win was because of some of your fans would have been insufferable for the next 40 years. no doubt we would be the same if we won it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
We would never have shut up
you
about those
would
things.
You?
Oh, Seamus is back. How are you, Shamey?
Oh, he's just given me a picture of Manuel, and it says, "It's a no coming home."